when you're lying awake with a dismal headache, and repose is tabooed by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. Gilbert, without Sullivan.
I said...
without Sullivan. The Finger of Fate. An original tale by W.S. Gilbert. Without the collaboration of Sir Arthur Sullivan. Today, I am going to give you an instance of the desperately strong measures fate will take in order to bring about an event she has set her mind on. Mr. Frederick Fogarty was a middle-aged bachelor of staid and careful habits. He was pretty comfortably off, having an independent income of £400 a year and a civil service pension of £700 a year.
Hush-a-bye, baby, on the treetop.
He was also, for many years, secretary of the Warrant Officer's Shirt Frill and Shaving Soap Department, a branch office under the Admiralty Somerset House. Mr. Fogarty led a quiet and retired life.
Is that really the time? Well, well.
He shunned society and associated intimately with the other heads of subordinate departments, but no one else.
It's been a most entertaining evening, Fogarty.
Pity it has to end.
But then, time flies. Ding dong, Dell, pussy's in the well.
Mr. Fogarty was probably at his most contented tucked up in his own bed. Out in the big wide world, he was a nervous and sometimes irritable individual.
My dear Mr. Fogarty, how lovely to see you. I'd been hoping that you'd come and see my dear little baby. I do so hope you can, if the weather holds out. Well, that's the English weather for you, isn't it? And I was so...
He hated unnecessary conversation.
A thing of shreds and patches.
He particularly hated useless noises such as vocal music. He hated the neighing of horses. And he couldn't bear to see people in quick motion. But above all other things, he detested forward people.
Excuse me, sir.
No.
I just wondered if you could tell me the way
to... I can't tell you anything.
Look, all I need to know is whether the next stop is the stop...
I can't! Let me off, I say! Let me off!
And above all other forward people, he detested strangers who addressed him on immaterial topics in public conveyances.
Who'd have thought it?
How time flies.
But in the end, retirement loomed, so Mr. Fogarty was free to fulfil his dream of...
peace. Perfect peace.
And here is where Mr. Frederick Fogarty made a fatal mistake. One night, he had a marvellous dream. He dreamed of a beautiful, sunny island. The next morning, lying awake between the sheets, he was still transported by his vision.
What bliss! The murmuring sea, the shining sun, the perfect quiet.
And so inspired was he that he began to make inquiries about beautiful sunny islands, and his friends, struck by his uncharacteristic enthusiasm, told him...
The West Indies. That's the place to go for that sort of thing, or so I've heard.
I've heard that too. Lots of sea and sand and sun and that sort of thing.
Perfect!
Of course, you'll have to get a train to Liverpool.
To get the boat to Jamaica.
There's no other way.
Under normal circumstances, these difficulties would have stopped Mr. Fogarty in his tracks, but he was possessed by his search for the ultimate peace, the peace that had so often eluded him. But another way, the finger of fate had picked him out.
Excuse me? Guard?
Yes, sir?
This is the train to Liverpool.
Yes, sir, unless I'm much mistaken.
But there are only four first-class carriages.
That many?
But they're occupied by...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?